Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because, well, this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to help people be rich in their relationships, which in his opinion is what makes life truly rich. And for our guest, he's a master at this. So I am super excited to introduce Matt Morgan. Now, Matt has been a relationship coach for the past 15 years, from nearly weds to newlyweds to married couples. Matt has helped thousands of couples bulletproof their relationships. Now, his expertise and advice extends to every area of life: friendship, dating, sex, marriage, parenting, business, self-awareness, and the list goes on. Now, Matt's coaching clients love his funny and relatable stories, sticky phrases, and practical tips. He's been seen on stage with world thought leaders such as Tony Robbins and is highly rated by couples across America as both Wedding Wires and The Knot's 2021 Best Relationship Coach. Well, welcome, Matt. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hey, thanks, Wendy. Glad to be here. Honored to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I just love how you're helping people with, you know, such a tricky part of life, relationships. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, relationships, I believe, truly are what make life rich. And let's be honest, it's not easy. We all get on the struggle bus sometimes. And I love helping people alleviate that, get off the proverbial struggle bus and back on to best friends, partners, lovers, teammates, and even in business, you know, back into saying, hey, we're going to take over the world by this business, but you know what? We can't stand each other as co-founders, and helping people get back on the same team. Yeah. That's my passion. It's what I love to do.
Yeah. And it is so important. I mean, it's okay to be a one-man band, if you will, since I have a music background, but it's a lot more fun when you've got a partner and a teammate and just somebody right there by your side. So exactly what was the inspiration or the tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Yeah, you know, I actually started my career out as a pastor. Huh? And so when I was on stage speaking to all kinds of people, week in and week out, I had all these young engaged couples coming up to me afterwards saying, hey, could you do premarital counseling with us? Could you officiate our wedding? Mm-hmm. Could you connect? And as the years went on, I realized, gosh, I think I'm a better coach than I am a pastor. I think I want to connect with people regardless of where they're at spiritually and just help them understand principles that are just true, regardless of where you're at in your journey. And so, yeah, I made a big pivot 15 years ago and transitioned from being a pastor to starting my own business and realized, man, there's some things inside of me that I just love with my own values. I have a lot of autonomy value. I have a lot of growth value and a lot of contribution value. And so that autonomy was that entrepreneurial spirit to go, you know, forge my own path. That growth was to see if I could maximize my human potential. And then that contribution was, how do I make the world a better place? And to your point, Wendy, everybody's got their stroke of genius. I don't have the highest IQ, but luckily I do have some EQ, some emotional intelligence, and that's kind of served me well and brought me into this space.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And I love the fact that you realized, you know, obviously you were making a huge difference as a pastor, you know, meeting people on a broad spectrum of different elements and supporting them and sharing wisdom and philosophy, but realizing that helping couples is something that not only I'm guessing you were really effective at, but you felt something within you that connected and energized you with that aspect. Because when a couple is engaged, it's a pretty exciting yet nervous, right, time of life. And so stepping into that specific milestone for people, you obviously felt a lot of connection and impact with that. So yeah, that's super exciting. And, you know, being a relationship coach for 15 years, that is huge. That's really impressive and a great accomplishment. But has your business mission or vision evolved over the course of that time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, remember, well, I started out as a pastor. And so financially, you know, my vision was actually very limited. My mindset around money and clients and connection has changed dramatically. I mean, when I first started my business, you know, and even before that, I was doing premarital counseling as a pastor for free. And so when I transitioned to actually start my own business, even the vision of that was like, would people even pay $300 or $500 or anything like that? And I've really learned the difference. One coach of mine years ago, he told me the difference between sharks and minnows. And he said, both are great. He goes, minnows work extremely hard, but when they eat, they need to eat their next meal right away as well. Otherwise they die. And there is so much stress as an entrepreneur when you act and operate as a minnow from the mindset of pricing yourself out. You, like, as soon as you get a client, you can't really even enjoy or be present with that client, customer, because you're thinking about the next one that you got to eat. And so I've really been challenged and grown to think like a shark and to actually see, you know what, we're creating a value here. When you look at so much value, especially from a coaching standpoint, health, wealth, and relationships, those are the big three. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that matter to people. And so you can actually price yourself in a way that is very valuable, and but you can also operate as a shark. So you don't need to eat all the time. You don't need to have all these clients every single, you know, week even. You can have a few really, really powerful ones and make a huge difference. And so that was a big change in vision, and that has been scary, but has been so helpful. And to see, wow, people will spend thousands of dollars to be able to see me, and they are grateful at the end to do that. And that's a big deal for all of us as entrepreneurs, especially coaches. And then, you know, the other thing that to grow out of that, that vision has changed to not just work with engaged couples or married couples, but also business. And, you know, over the last 7 years, I've been able to scale into that as well, because again, it's all relationships. And so across the board, I mean, even if you're a person and you're a leader or CEO of a company and you're making millions of dollars, but you have, you know, a broken relationship with your staff and you don't want to go to work, or it's not going well at home, you see that that is the key thing, that money's great, but relationships are really the thing that make us rich. And that's really been the focus for me and the thing that I love doing each and every day.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of similarities, you know, between business relationships and, you know, life partners, that kind of relationship. So it's interesting how you've really taken inventory of that and realized that you can really step into that space and make a big difference too. So yeah, absolutely. I love that. And, you know, you talked a little bit here already about this challenge that you started out with in terms of, okay, you're coming from the pastor, the giving mindset of where you just, sure, you sit with a couple for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, however long it took, and didn't, you know, hand them an invoice afterwards or before your time together, to shifting your mindset. And instead of having that, I got to eat, you know, get the next client, to more of a sustained long-term vision as being one of the shifts that you've made. But have there been any other, you know, big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Yeah, you know, there's one that I haven't overcome yet and in the middle of.
Okay.
So, and that has to do with scaling my business. You know, one of the things that I do specifically with engaged couples is that they see me personally, either, you know, in Colorado where my home is, or via Zoom, wherever they're at in the country or the world. And in that process, one of the key platforms in which I advertise is a business called The Knot. It's where any engaged couple goes to find their vendor. Mm-hmm. And so one of the big things they have as vendors is wedding officiants and premarital counseling. And so my team, we do both. And so we've tried to scale at a national level. And what we found is that people, when they see me personally, they're raving fans. We have, in addition to that, you know, 40 on-demand training videos that we give to our clients, and they love it. The problem is, when we're trying to scale just from the 40 on-demand training videos at a lower price point, it's not selling at a nationwide level the way that we had hoped. And so we're trying to navigate those waters currently.
Right. And obviously, you know, the value that you provide helping newlyweds and as well as nearly weds see eye to eye and sustain amazing relationships is a huge value. But the sales component is, you know, that's a different skill set, and marketing and messaging and, you know, just really resonating with what it is that will land with your potential client in terms of conveying the value. Because 40 on-demand videos, that's huge. But yet you've just given us a little window and people aren't buying it. You know, it's like, what is the missing link here? And that can be frustrating. So, well, if you'd like, I can provide a little bit of insight around that.
Yeah, I would love to have any insight.
Okay. And quick question here. So in the training videos, is it you that's giving the content?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you're still there. It's just, you know, a recorded version of you, but when you have the luxury of having these conversations with these potential clients, it's magic is what you're saying, right? But then you take you out of the picture and create this as a purely online experience without the luxury of you because you're scaling, then there's a gap, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there are, you know, a couple things here that obviously without the ability to see exactly what your message is and what your sales page includes and your price point and all that, we can't go too deep here right now. But the interesting thing is, and I don't know, do you have a video on your sales page?
Yes. Yeah. Videos on all the sales pages. And so and they can
are they,
see.
How long are they?
Yeah, they're. We want to make sure that they're under 3 minutes.
Okay,
so that
all right.
Long enough for them to be able to engage in and have a feel, right. But short enough to be able to get the point.
Right. Okay. Now, so there's something that changes between the conversation and that intro video. There's a huge missing component besides the fact you're not having a two-way conversation, but when you replicate that two-way conversation, or you really connect with what happens during that conversation that is not happening during this video. And in my coaching with, you know, my clients, there's, you know, what I call this recipe, you know, it's a four-part recipe, and we're not going to go deep into that. But if you're light on any one of those areas or those ingredients, it changes the whole chemistry. And the, let's say you're baking a cake, is not going to come out the same. And so what we want to do is replicate what occurs in that relation, in that conversation, in this video. And the other thing that frequently happens with changing to an online only sales process without the human element involved, or the live element, I should say, involved, is that people will have more doubts, or they'll have more, like, you can just go online. You can search, you know, go to Dr. Google or, you know, relationship coach Google, and they think they're getting something that they don't have to pay for that's just as good. Sure. So there are things in that video that need to be included that really address some of those misconceptions without it sounding, no pun intended, preachy. and obviously case studies, you know, having your, some of your clients, little snippets of what your clients have said in that video. 3 minutes is pretty short. If you break it up with hearing what some other couples have to say, that helps dispel that sense of, yeah, maybe I can just get this someplace else for free. When people are able to see and hear a specific message from somebody else addressing maybe one of those misconceptions, like, you know, I thought I could do this all online, you know, and so we ventured in before I know it, you know, Joe and I were head to head with arguments every other day. And then we met Matt and through his training, da 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 da. And so when you have two or three of your clients, just provide, you know, a 30-second quick. And again, we haven't gone deep into this to find out, okay, now what exactly are you saying in that video? But my guess is there's just something missing out of your specific recipe, if you will. In the online format, in the online world, credibility and trust are a huge component that really needs to be fully supported. So I don't know. Hopefully that helps provide a little bit of insight, and ideally we'll move the needle here for you.
Sounds great. Yeah, I appreciate that, Wendy.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting to me because relationships are always the first thing that kind of take the heat when outside situations occur, you know, when something stressful has happened, you know, first thing you do is you go to the person that you're the closest with and you unload on them, right? Which is like, hey, wait a second. Well, I thought we were best buddies. Why are you taking this out on me? But the pandemic is what I'm driving at here in terms of, gosh, it's been going on now for what, 20 months or more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just been insane. And it's created all sorts of stress and pressure on couples and businesses. So can you speak a little bit to what the impact of the pandemic has been on the work that you do, Matt?
Absolutely. Yeah. And great point to that. The pandemic has definitely changed couples' relationships because now they're working from home. And they're around each other all the time, which at first for the first week or two was really fun. Yeah. And then it quickly became a nightmare because, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't get away from you. And millennials in particular, you know, it's the largest working class, you know, or working generation now to date. They're in apartments, they're in condos. They're trying to now buy homes, but real estate market is out of this world crazy. And so they're trying very hard to get into bigger spaces because they're working from home and they need time, they need space. And that being so in such tight quarters has naturally created tension that would happen to any of us. And you listening, you may be experiencing that currently. And so because of that, yeah, there is a greater pain point across the spectrum. And as a result, business has been booming for us.
Yeah, I'll bet. I can only imagine that it's really been the catalyst for so many people to seek support through your great expertise and really like, Matt, you know, we love each other, but we can't stand each other. What can we do? So,
yes.
Well, how do you work with couples and, you know, business partners?
Yeah,
you absolutely want to have the best relationship ever. Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, you know, I always tell people, you know, from the couple standpoint, whether you're engaged or married, you know, I tell them, hey, we start with 8 90-minute sessions. The average counselor will meet with you for 50 minutes. And what I found is that just at that 45, 50 minute marker is really when people are being vulnerable and they're really opening up. And for a counselor to be like, okay, we're done. It's like, what? That's right. Not enough time. So what we do differently is that we do 90-minute sessions. So we do 8 90-minute sessions. And so for engaged couples, we do about once a month meetings so that you have time to really marinate, practice, and learn what you're doing and going through. You get on-demand training videos, you get workbooks, you get assessments that provide objective data into your subjective relationship. There's 8 topics that all of us married couples have to go through. And so we work through that, but it's cool because it's not cookie cutter. It creates a framework, but if you have a pain point in a specific area, we'll spend as long as we need in that area for you. And then for married couples, we mix it up a little bit. And depending on your pain points, depending on your goals, where you're at, we'll either meet weekly. We'll sometimes mix it up and do one-on-one sessions for them, and as well as couple sessions. And so we really look at where you're at. And then for business, you know, I do a really big job of making sure that we understand your goals, your vision, and then we reverse engineer from there. And so we'll spend time, you know, doing once a week meetings, usually for business, and then really helping them get unstuck in the areas where they're at. And so for business, sometimes that's 8 sessions, for sometimes that's a 6-month journey. Sometimes it's just 1 session. So people have different goals. And so therefore we have different approaches for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense in terms of people are at different stages of their relationship and you don't know what you don't know. Yep. And so that's great that you're flexible, especially with the business, you know, goals and vision, because that can be a broad spectrum of dynamics that are coming into play there with teams and that kind of thing. But, you know, for nearlyweds and newlyweds and couples, married couples, this just sounds like a fantastic approach. So yeah, that's awesome. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and the great work that you're doing?
Yeah. You know, my website's pretty simple. It's my name. It's mattmorgan.com.
All right.
And so you can go right there. There's a whole section there. It says work with Matt up on the top tab. And there's, you know, we've expanded not just from engaged couples, married couples. We're also doing business. We're doing life coaching for people who are wanting to understand their big why. And so you can just click on the tab that works best for you. You can schedule, you know, a free 15-minute call with me. We can get on the phone and dialogue together about your pain points, about your goals, and go from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. And are you on any of the social platforms?
Yeah. Instagram and Facebook. So just look up Matt Morgan Coaching and you'll see us there.
Okay, fantastic. So that is mattmorgan.com. And I've got, I'm sure, lots of great information about what brought you to this point and all your expertise, but they will find how to work with you under the tab Work with Matt, right?
That's it.
Okay. And they can book a 15-minute call with you, speak with you directly. Yeah. Okay. And they can find you and follow you on Instagram and Facebook, correct? Matt Morgan.
That's right.
Coaching. Is that what you said?
Yep. Matt Morgan Coaching.
Coaching. Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, Matt, you've already shared a lot of great information here through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience and building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you are that person, I completely validate that pain. And it is tough and it is not an easy place to be in. My wife runs 3 companies, and one of those companies, she's feeling that right now. Mm. And it is not fun. And, you know, what I'll say to you is what I just said to her. There's something about taking some time to get away, get out of your environment, especially if you're cooped up, you know, in a place, and to be able to have a little bit of a vision trip. It's not just a vacation. It's a time for you to be able to switch environments. And that switching environment actually helps you get out of your head and process differently. Because when you know, our minds can be like bad neighborhoods. You do not want to go there alone. And you need to be able to get out of that head and get unstuck. And so you're really getting to process, gosh, do I power through? Do I pivot or do I turn the power off? Mm. And those are really the 3 things that you're trying to process, right? I love How I Built This podcast by Guy Raz. And like yours, Wendy, it's like, you know, helping understand the stories of entrepreneurs. And so much of what you hear is the power through and the evangelist, the person who's so excited and against all odds made it anyway.
Right.
And there's a pathway for that. There's the courage to keep going.
Yeah.
And so for some of us, that is the case and that's the truth. And then on the opposite end, it's, do I turn the power off? Do I have the courage to quit and to actually say goodbye to something, which is really, really tough.
Yeah,
a lot of people feel. And then there's a third level. It's a middle ground, and it's not, you know, powering through, and it's not turning the power off, but it's a pivot. And so, you know, I think that you've got to ask yourself, am I approaching my business as a scientist or an evangelist? The evangelist is someone who says, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to preach no matter what. And that can be great, but sometimes you're not looking at the facts. You're not looking at reality. You're not seeing that maybe your customers or clients don't actually want what you're offering. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily that you need to turn the power off, but you maybe need to pivot. Mm-hmm. You need to pivot, and maybe it's a new customer. You know, and maybe it's not B2C, maybe it's B2B, and you're switching your model, your approach. And so there might need to be a pivot. And so there's a wonderful psychologist named Adam Grant, who is a business psychologist. And he really does, he ends and he lives this way with people. And he's shown through data that when people operate more like a scientist, and they're able to let the facts speak for themselves, they're able to let emotion be still with you, but it's in the passenger seat, not the driver's seat, and allowing you to then make better business decisions to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so that would be my advice. Number one, get away. Mm-hmm. And to be able to have some time to think about those three things. And part of that process in being a scientist is setting a goal and setting a date. Mm-hmm. And so that you can evaluate, okay, how's this going? For some of you, your date is predicated on your budget. Maybe you're running out of money. But for some of us, you know, it's out of pain, or it's out of a, you know, there's a window of opportunity depending on your business. And so setting a date, setting a goal, and then allowing yourself to evaluate as objectively as possible is really, really helpful. And then obviously having a great coach like Wendy, you know, I'm sure is a person that can really help you get unstuck in that process. So that would be my encouragement to those of us who are struggling.
Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate that little reference there to me, but the wisdom that you've just shared has been just fantastic. I mean, so powerful, you know, on so many different levels, just to really look at those three gateways, you know, which door are you ready to go through, you know, power through, pivot, or unplug. But, you know, before you can even decide to just schedule that self-retreat, schedule that time out that takes you out of the triggers that are in your environment that keep the brain kind of on that one path. And that is so powerful for myself. I just love going on nature hikes and just getting out, you know, and just for some reason, it always happens, you know, when you just get out of that setting and into the abundance or the energy that's positive, then clarity and, you know, reconnection with the purpose, or like you said, maybe it's time to pivot or unplug. So yeah, thank you so much, Matt. That all just fantastic wisdom. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And, you know, I have just really enjoyed our conversation and hearing about your journey from your early career as a pastor and providing that impactful presence for people to this work that you're now doing as a relationship coach, helping couples bulletproof their relationships and make every other area of their life better as well, including friendships, dating, sex, marriage, parenting, business, self-awareness, and the list goes on and on. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Yeah, honored to be here. Thanks for having me, Wendy. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and for all our listeners, again, you can reach Matt Morgan through his website, and that is mattmorgan.com. Find the hyperlink there in the show notes, and follow him on Instagram and Facebook. That's Matt Morgan Coaching. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you fully supported your potential clients' decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Matt Morgan. And as always, here's to your success.